and a tough to follow. We still have Tiger Fields. And the Colt 45s have a little short pitch. Ball. Jimmy at third base, even your firing news group. Cook will be third, but short base and again, giving Andrew Moore that off to right field. Xana left. And in right. Colt 5s who are 2 on the year after win. Two losses. One of them coming last week. On the Yankees. The first ball game. And for Rose City Baseball. Not left side. There's a pitch from the right. Hook. Off the first base side. Miss it. Six. And hitting Mitch Homer. Next pitch from inside. Well, it's play. Third base. Two balls. The fielder with a box. It's up and away. The count, 3 balls and 1 strike. Center fielder. So shot in and left. Shot. So ball in. Now it's a left field. Ahead in the bat and delete. He went out here. Bogies. Blown from that first base to the outside for called strike. IG Sota, light. One of Miss Rosebud. He takes played outside from ball one. It was a relief. They got him a couple of pins. Now the two to live from because a break foul down the third base side. Even up to count. 2 ball and sure. The 2 delivery from Cook has been raked. Gloves first in time for the 4-3 put out. A couple of batters. Fourth. Hit it, Connor. Connor. Hit by an inning contest. Took kicks and deals. Misses low. Threw a fastball in there, but didn't catch the bottom of the zone.
Hales, 0-2 last night, and
One ball and no strikes with two outs and nobody on here in the scoreless top of the first. Fastball misses in for ball two. Cook struggling a little bit with his command here, but has settled in, still getting two outs. The 2-0 pitch is grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. First hit of the ball game for the Rosebuds. That will be Sam Bayless to the plate. Sam Bayless last night was 0 for 3. He got thrown out trying to stretch that single into a double on the throw-in. And was thrown out on the 8-2-4. Center fielder Rogowski to the catcher McMillan, and then to the second baseman Green on the bag. Quick pickoff came toward first. Not quite in time. Diving back to the backside of the bag. Green holding on the runner. The first pitch to the right-hand hitting Bayless. Right-handed hitter deep in the box, up on the plate. Watches ball one miss. Way outside. The 1-0 delivery as Cook checks the runner back. Quick throw it back on over to first. Not in time again. The tag being applied by Green both times. It's a bang-bang play over there, but still not quite able to nab Hale. 1-0 delivery from Cook. Check swing on the hands. Didn't go around. That's ball two. The outfield shifted a couple of steps toward left. The American flag out there to the right of the 406 sign in straightaway center is blowing toward left field. 2-1 after a huge kind of miss. Two balls and one strike. On the right-hand hitting Sam Bayless, who was 0 for 3 last night. The 2-1 delivery from Cook off the first base side of the rubber. Fastball in the outside corner right at the knees. Called strike two. Cook peering in at Handy. And he sets up in. Swing, not a miss. And the side is retired. Ooh, a fastball by him at high octane. The Rosebuds threaten, but they do not score. Connor Hale perishes over there at first base. We're scoreless here as we head to the bottom of the first with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. I'm ready.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Some Independence Day baseball here between the Rose City Rosebuds and your Redding Colt 45s. The first pitch from Caden Hinman to the right-hand hitting Trajan Rogowski. Misses up and away for ball one. Rogowski back in center field tonight. He led off the game last night. It's been his go-to spot in the lineup all season long. Last night he walked a couple of times and then also had a couple of hits. He was 2-for-5 on the night. Hits this one foul out of play. Rogowski's batting .378 on the year. He's got 12 walks and 11 RBIs. One ball and two strikes. Windham comes set off the first base side. Chips and deals. Just off the plate outside. 2-2. With nobody out, nobody on in this bottom of the first inning. The 2-2 delivery misses in the dirt for ball three. Windham is going to go for a little walk around the hill. Glove dangling. So he peers in at his catcher, Osorio. Now comes set. The payoff pitch is a ground ball foul down the third base side. Count holds at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogowski steps back in, a wide stance for the right-hand hitter. Deep in the box, Windham comes set. The 3-2, it's going to brush the shoulder of Rogowski, I believe. But either way, it was going to be ball four. Rogowski works a leadoff walk. Hit by a pitch. Or Windham. Hinman now looking for a double play on the infield. Adam Reyes to the plate. The infield shifted the pole on the right-hand hitter. Playing second base tonight. Reyes last night walked twice, flew out, and struck out looking. First pitch swing, ground ball toward the shortstop. Charges, flips to second for one. The relay to first. No relay to first. Reyes was going to beat the throw. So Reyes reaches on the fielder's choice. 6-4 on the play. And Rogowski is erased. They'll bring up John Handy, who on the year is batting .415. He's got 4 home runs leading the team with some family and friends in the crowd. Right-hand hitter. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. The first pitch from Hinman just misses low for ball one. Andy getting about 50% of the starts behind the plate this year. The 1-0 misses up and in for ball two. Again, leading the team with 4 home runs on the year. The outfield shifted a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand hitter. Pitch from Hinman. This is low and away for ball two. Ball three, rather. 3 balls and no strikes to the catcher batting in the third spot of the Colt 45's lineup here for this 4th of July game. The 3-0 delivery misses high, and Andy works a 4-pitch walk. Seems like Caden Hinman got the scouting report. It was that Andy knows how to hit the ball a ton. Kobe Rafael will be the courtesy runner for the catcher Handy. Now Dom DeCagno to the plate. Hit for the cycle last night and had that grand slam. Hit it out toward left. DeCagno in right field, rocking the socks up high. The infield shifted to pull, and the runner Rafael not being held on over there at first base. The first baseman Rafahi playing way over. The first pitch is grounded foul, a sharp ground ball beyond the third base dugout. the first baseman, Rafahi, is about 10 to 15 steps off that first base bag, with Rafael about 4 or 5 steps off the bag. Now the pitch from Hinman misses low and away to even up the count at 1-1. Tonight after the game, fans will be able to watch the fireworks on the field, out there in the outfield. 1-1 pitch. It's hit in the air toward left. If it stays fair, it's gone. It stays fair, and it is gone. Dom DeCogno with some early fireworks here on this 4th of July. It's 3-0. DeCogno picking up right where he left off last night. The left fielder giving chase. Soto looked up and watched it fly. Now 3-0, the Colt 45 on top. On a 1-1 pitch, DeCogno turning on that one, pulled it right down the left field line. Just got it inside the foul pole, right above that 320 mark. For DeCogno, that was his second home run of the year. Now will be the right hand hitting Mandujano to the plate. It's a first pitch off the plate outside for 1-1. Two balls and no strikes now after that next pitch from Hinman misses. Mandujano way deep in the box with a very compact stance. He watches 3 miss low and away. 3 balls and no strikes to the Colt 45's third baseman. A 3-0 pitch. Misses low, and Mandujano works a 4-pitch walk. The second 4-pitch walk issued in the inning. A hit batter, a fielder's choice, a walk, and a home run. Now Ryan Hamm to the plate. Batting 214 on the year, hits this one into left for an easy base hit. Up with the ball is the left fielder, Soto. Soto quickly plays it back in to hold the runners at first and second.
And let's hear it for
a bat boy tonight. Derek, the bat boy, gets some applause. Dylan Green steps up to the plate. Dylan Green batting 245 on the year. Both him and John Handy with some family in the crowd. Both out of Roseville and Folsom College. That pitch misses wide, and both runners are going to move up 90 feet after it escapes the clutches of the catcher. Runners at second and third with one out. No double play in order now. Green swinging on this one to the shortstop. Bobbles momentarily. Now quick throw to first is going to be in time, just barely, to get Dylan Green, but the run comes in to score. Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. The runner on second, Mandujano coming to score, but Ham held at second. Two outs in this 4-0 ball game now after that runner came around to score. The infield shifted to pull on the right end hitting Carroll. First pitch is a ground ball toward the third baseman, moving to his left. Chopper off his chest, now throws to third, trying to apply the tag to the runner. Ham will be in there safely and safe at first. Is Mark Anthony Carroll. It was a routine ground ball. The shortstop charging for it. Ended up having to use his chest to kind of knock the ball down. Tried to recover, but then Ryan Hamm was already on his way to third base. He tried to make a quick Snap throw to the third baseman to apply the tag, but the shortstop, Connor Hale, covering third base after Bayless was charging the ball. And Ham got in there safely. The first pitch to Zanizer misses inside for ball one. Two outs, runners on first and third, and it's 4-0 ball game. Breaking ball misses up and in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with two outs. Runners take their leads. The 2-0 delivery, check swing in the dirt. Field, they say, went around. Two balls and one strike. Stephen Young of the first base saying he went around. On a 2-1, Mrs. Lowe taking second base is Mark Anthony Carroll with a stolen base. He was going on the pitch and no throw down to second base. Trying to do a little slick move there. Get the easy run across. A 3-1 pitch misses way upstairs, snagged by the catcher. What a play by the backstop. Sergio Osorio coming way out of the crouch. Zanizer works the walk. And it will be Trajan Rogowski as the Colt 45s have batted around here. The bases are loaded for Rogowski. Low City baseball head coach Mark Hales is going to trot out to the mound and have a little chat with his pitcher. And Reyes Rogowski. All those guys are going to have a little meeting as well. Eric Winchester, the first base coach, is going to get some gear off of him for Adam Reyes. And Adam Reyes, after coming around to score after the fielder's choice, Winchester had all of his protective gear on, had to give it back to him so that he could bat should the inning continue. A 4-0 ball game here in this bottom of the first. Rose City Baseball taking on your Reading Colt 45s. Rogowski stepping into the box, his second at-bat of the night. Here in this bottom of the first. He walked, actually was hit by a pitch to begin the ball game. The first pitch with the bases loaded. Misses low in for ball one. We saw a grand slam last night. You can see one right here and right now with the bases loaded. Ham on third, Carroll at second, Zanizer on first. That pitch misses. Catches the inside corner. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. A 1-1 delivery from Hinman on the outside. Just misses outside. Thought it caught the corner. The 2-1 delivery from Caden Hinman, the righty, misses high for ball three. Reyes on deck should the inning continue. The 3-1 pitch from Hinman. The breaking ball just misses inside, and Rogowski works a walk that will walk in a run for Adam Reyes to the plate now. Now, 5-0 here in this bottom of the first. First pitch to Reyes. Catches the inside corner. Just misses the inside corner, rather, for ball one. The 11th batter of the inning, something we saw last night as well. Base is loaded. The pitch to Reyes misses inside again for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the Colt 45 second baseman. Hinman kicks and deals a 2-0. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. Two balls and one strike to Reyes. He reached on the fielder's choice his last time up. He would later come around the score on the three-run shot from DeCagno. The 2-1 pitch with two outs and the bases loaded misses in for ball three. Caden Hinman trying to be done with this bottom of the first. Reyes with the open stance deep in the box. The 3-1 pitch with two outs misses inside. Back-to-back walks have been issued and another run will come in to score. As Mark Anthony Carroll trots in. Moves everybody up 90 feet for John Handy, who again leads the team in home runs. He's got four of them. His last time up, he walked. Already five walks issued by Caden Hinman here in this first inning. As that pitch misses low and away for ball one. Hinman gets his sign from catcher Osorio. Now kicks and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. Handy adjusts. Now readies the 1-1 pitch. It's a breaking ball on the inside corner for strike two. Andy thought it might miss, decided to not swing on it. Now one ball and two strikes with two outs. The 1-2 pitch from Hinman in the dirt blocked by the catcher. Great job by Osorio to stay in front of that baseball. Two and two with two outs. It's 6-0 now in the bottom of the first for this Independence Day special. The 2-2 delivery from Hinman is foul tipped off the foot of Handy. He's going to go for a little saunter around home plate and walk that off. Rub a little dirt on it. Kicks his foot around. Now steps back in the box. Looks like it bounced off the inside of his ankle or off his toe. Right on that front foot. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Got a piece of it, actually, as it turns back to the screen. Base is loaded with two outs. Rose City has someone up in the bullpen. Count holds at two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch from Handy is fouled back out of play. Off of a car out there in the parking lot. Clean off a car, no bounce before it. Couple of foul balls here in this at-bat. Base is loaded. Zanizer from third, Rogowski from second, and Reyes from first as Andy fouls this one back again toward the parking lot. The count holds at two balls and two strikes. Andy steps back in. Slightly open stance for the right-hand hitter deep in the box. The 2-2 pitch from Hinman. It's a breaking ball, misses high for ball three. Count fills again here in this bottom of the first. Now the payoff pitch is the runner's break in the dirt, goes all the way back to the screen. As the ball caroms away, coming around from third, the tag applied by the catcher and getting him safely with the head first slide all the way around from second base is Trajan Rogowski. It was ball four, but it escaped the catcher. It bounced off the plate, went above his head toward the screen. And then the catcher, not realizing Rogowski was motoring around, ended up trying to tag out the runner who was coming in from third. That was Rogowski. As they're going to go to the pen now after the sixth walk is issued. Will be Dom DeCagno facing off against the relief pitcher. I believe it will be Alex Rodriguez for Rose City. After Hinman goes two-thirds of an inning plus, he's responsible for all three men aboard to allow him time to warm up a little bit. We'll cut to break. It will be Dom DeCagno due up with the bases, with the runner on first and second, rather, after the bases are no longer loaded with Rogowski coming around from second base on the wild pitch. We'll be back in just a few moments after this word from North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Y'all gonna pump me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Dom DeCagno facing off against Armand Lettier. DeCagno was last time up with that three-run shot that opened up the scoring. It's now 8-0, still in the bottom of the first. Here's the first pitch from the righty, Armand Lettier. Fastball just misses inside, brushed DeCagno off the plate for ball one. The 13th batter of the inning for the Colt 45s, Caden Hinman, taken out of the game. He went two-thirds plus, facing 12 batters. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Lettier, off the plate outside for ball two. Bill Shortridge, the home plate umpire, not giving in to any of those close pitches on the, off the outside corner. Even with the Rose City Rosebuds down 8-0 here in the bottom of the first. Lettier comes set. Now kicks and deals with the runners on first and second. Rafael, the courtesy runner for Handy after the walk. There was a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Two balls and one strike to DeCagno with the wide open stance from the right side. The 2-1 delivery from Armand Lettier with the infield shifted to pole. This is outside for ball three. Three balls and one strike with two outs. Hinman walked a total of six and also hit a batter. So seven free bases for the Colt 45s. Just to begin this ballgame, the 3-1 on the outside corner called strike two. DeCagno steps back in. Now readies. The payoff pitch with two outs and the runners going is laced over the head of the first baseman into right field for a base hit. Around third coming to score is Reyes. DeCagna will hold at first as the right fielder Cesar Rodriguez rifles in the throw to hold Colby Rafael at third base. DeCagna singles home a run to the opposite field. And even the outfield was shifted to pull on him. And we'll bring up Isaac Mondujano with runners at the corners. Holding the runner on at first is Rafahi. First pitch misses up and in for ball one. It's now 9-0. Now the 1-0 delivery to Mondujano. Called strike one on the outside corner right at the knees. Deep in the box for Mondujano, who walked his last time up. The 1-1. Just off the plate outside. For ball two. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 pitch to the right end hitting. Mondujano is fouled back out of play. Two balls and two strikes as that one caroms off a car. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. The 2-2 pitch with two outs. Misses low. Armand Lettier trying to get the Rosebuds back in the dugout before this game gets even more out of hand. It's 9-0 here in the bottom of the first. The 14th batter of the inning in Isaac Mondujano. Runners at the corners. The payoff pitch. Hit in the air toward right. Playable. The right fielder giving chase. Rodriguez under it. And the side is finally retired. Mondujano flies out to end the first inning, but the Colt 45s strike first, and they put 9 on the board with the three-run shot from DeCagna leading the way. As we head to the top of the second inning here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. They're a major supplier of electrical products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Again, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Hank Kern leading things off for the Rose City Rosebuds, now in a 9-0 deficit here in this top of the second inning. Cook kicks and deals the 0-1 pitch, hit in the air towards center. Rogowski breaking back will settle underneath it for out number one. Kern gives it a ride, but stays in the park. Now Ashraf Fahy, the first baseman to the plate. Rodriguez on deck. The Colt 45s sending 14 men up to the plate in the bottom of the first, and now Ty Cook has 9 runs of insurance to work with. He delivers a first pitch strike right down Broadway to right and hitting Ashraf Fahy. Fahy last night getting the start went 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a walk. He takes outside. Even up the count at 1-1. Right hand hitter deep in the box. 1-1 pitch from Cook. Swing and miss for strike 2. Now Cook readies. And he sets up inside. The 1-2 pitch just misses inside. The 2-2 pitch from Cook off the first base side. A huge hole up the middle. Check swing. Fouled back toward the Rose City Rosebuds on deck circle where Rodriguez takes a nice grab with the left hand off the netting. The 2-2 pitch from Cook is a breaking ball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. A backward K for Ty Cook. His second strikeout of the night. Now Cesar Rodriguez, a right-hand hitter to the plate.
Now batting. Right fielder, number 26, Cesar Rodriguez.
Right-hand hitter, open stance. Cook kicks and deals a fastball swing and a miss for strike 1. Blew a heater by him. The outfield shaded toward left for the right-hand hitter. The 0-1 from Cook off the plate outside. 1-1. Cook peering over his glove now winds and deals with 2 outs and nobody on. Misses upstairs for ball 2. The Rosebuds last inning did get a hit, but it was Connor Hale who ended up getting stranded over there at first base. The 2-1 pitch from Cook hit in the air toward left center field. Rogowski giving chase. And we'll be on the warning track. Tyler Zanizer calling off the center fielder right in front of the Jack's Grill sign to squeeze it for out number 3, and the side is retired. The Rosebuds go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the second here in this 9-0 ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, electrical tools, and more. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of your Reading Colt 45s.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. in Redding, California. Ryan Hamm leading things off against Armand Lettier. Leaning back out of the way of this one. Taking it for a ball way inside. Here in this bottom of the second inning, Hamm, Green, and Carroll do up after the Colt 45s sent 14 to the plate in the bottom of the first. They're up by a score of 9-0. Swinging on this one, fouling it off out of play down the first base side is Hamm. One ball and one strike. The outfield shaded toward left. Now this pitch taken on the outside corner for strike two. Lettier comes set off the first base side. The 1-2 pitch just off the plate outside. Two balls and two strikes. Lettier gets a sign. Now comes set. Delivers the 2-2. Swung on grounded toward the shortstop. Third baseman over to cut it off, but it's going to be the shortstop making the play. Down the first baseline, the first baseman, Rafai, tried to put the tag on Hamm making his way down the first base side, but it was not in time. And safe at first is Hamm. The throw from the shortstop, Hale, was just a bit down the first baseline. A great effort by Rafahi to try and put the tag on. The runner, Hamm, but it was not nearly in time. He also got missing the baseball. Now Bob Anderson has to talk things over with the home plate umpire, Bill Shortridge. Dylan Green to the plate with the runner on first. Green is last time up, grounded out. 9-0 here in this bottom of the second. Dylan Green getting the start at first base tonight. Being held on at first is Hamm. Quick pickoff attempt on over to first is not in time. Diving back was Hamm. Lettier comes set, checks the runner at first, kicks and deals inside. Green turning away from it. The third baseman on that ground ball, Sam Bayless, was moving all the way to his left, tried to get to the baseball, but it ended up being out of his reach, and so the shortstop, Connor Hale, had to make a quick snap throw to first, and it wasn't in time. Now a 2-0 count on Green after Lettier misses his own again. Green readies as Lettier comes set. The 2-0 pitch misses high. Green laying off that off speed. Missed a bit upstairs. Lettier peering in. Glove tucked up by his shoulder. Now comes set on the first base side of the rubber. Delivery outside and low. Green works a 4-pitch walk. That is the 7th walk for the Colt 45s tonight. Now Mark Anthony Carroll, who reached on a fielder's choice his last time up to the plate, with runners on first and second. Mark Anthony Carroll getting the start at shortstop tonight. The infield shifted to pole at double play depth. The middle infielder shaded up the middle. Swing, missed for strike one. Got him to chase the off-speed up out of the zone. The first baseman, Rafai, playing back behind the runner at first. Lettier comes set after getting a sign. Kicks and deals the 0-1 after checking the lead runner at second base, way outside. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Skyler Sunara staying close to that second base bag in case Lettier wants to make a throw over to hold the lead runner, Ryan Hamm, close. Lettier gets a sign again. The 1-1 pitch with nobody out and runners on first and second to the right and hitting Carroll is a slow ground ball toward the shortstop, charging his heel. Quick sidearm throw to first in time. That moves the runners up 90 feet. 6-3 on the play. Now the nine hitter, Tyler Zanizer to the plate, who walked his last time up, and then he would later come around to score. Tyler Zanizer, the local kid, playing at Shasta College. Coming into this game, batting .302 on the year. He's walked 15 times, has 11 RBIs with a home run. He also has a triple and three doubles. Takes that first pitch right down Broadway for a called strike one. No double play in order for the Rosebuds as they shift the left side of the infield to pull on the right-hand hitting Zanizer. The 0-1 pitch from Lettier. It's a breaking ball, just misses inside. Even up the count at one ball and one strike. Lettier comes set. The runners take their leads from second and third. The 1-1 pitch is a little flare right toward the second baseman, Sunaro, who will scooch back to the rim of the outfield grass and squeeze it for out number two. A weak liner toward the second baseman, Sunaro. Great job by Sunaro to climb the ladder a little bit and get to it. Now the top of order and Trajan Rogowski, who has walked and been hit by a pitch tonight. Right-hand hitter, Lettier, kicks and deals, missing low for ball one. One ball and no strikes with two outs in this bottom of the second inning. Here's the 1-0 from Lettier. Fastball misses wide for ball two. Last night, the Colt 45s won in a seven-inning contest that they went up by a score of 17-1. Now the 2-0 pitch from Lettier. Misses high. Cam's back over the head of Rogowski, and the runner on third, Ryan Hamm, thought about trying to come in to score, but it quickly... Karam back off the backstop. Trajan Rogowski looking to put more runs on the board. It's 9-0 in the bottom of the second. The 3-0 pitch from Lettier. Misses upstairs for ball four, and Rogowski with another free pass, his third of the night. Adam Reyes to the plate, who's reached on a fielder's choice and walked tonight. Both of those times were, of course, in the first inning. Base is loaded for the Colt 45s. Here's the first pitch to Reyes from Lettier. Misses high and away for ball one. Reyes readies. Now Lettier kicks and deals off speed right on the outside corner at the knees. Called strike one to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Handy on deck should the inning continue. A 1-1 pitch from Lettier with the bases loaded. On the outside corner right at the belt. One ball and two strikes. That strike zone expanding from Bill Shortridge, the home plate umpire, just a little bit as this game continues. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Armand Lettier. It's a ground ball up the middle. Sunaro chasing for it. Jump throw to second base, trying to get the force. Is not in time. He had nowhere to go but the second base, and in there easily was Rogowski. And everybody's going to be safe. Reyes reaches on the fielder's choice. Now John Handy to the plate, who's walked twice tonight. Now 10-0 is the Colt.